Andrew Johnson tried valiantly to carry out Lincoln's policies, but both the Congress and Senate were against him. And in 1868, he was replaced by the man the American people really wanted for their president.
U.S. Grant, U.S. Grant, never heard the words the U.S. can't. He'll get things done just like he won the war for the U.S., U.S. Grant. Rutherford B. Hayes, Rutherford B. Hayes. We like his looks and we like his ways. Garfield, James Garfield, he's the man we need, he's the man to lead.
Assassinated, shot in the back. A crime, a disgrace.
And Chester Alan Arthur must take his place. Grover Cleveland, Grover the Good, he'll do the job the way he should. Harrison, Benjamin Harrison, the great. Cleveland, again.
Yes, in 1892, Grover Cleveland became the only man ever to regain the presidency after having lost it. Since the death of Lincoln, the United States had known political upheaval, depressions, labor strikes, every manner of growing pain a nation can suffer, and had come out of it bigger, stronger, and prouder than ever. And she wasn't through growing yet. Under the administration of William McKinley, the United States sided with the Cuban Revolution against the tyranny of Spain. Cuba was freed, and Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines became United States possessions. That same year, Hawaii was annexed, and out of the Spanish-American War rode the gol-darndest hero in American history, Theodore Teddy Roosevelt.
Charge up San Juan Hill, toughest fighting force in the land. The Rough Riders, the Rough Riders, Teddy Roosevelt in command.
Theodore Roosevelt came out of the war a living legend. He was elected to the vice presidency, and when William McKinley became our third president to fall victim to an assassin's bullet, he became the president. Elected for another term, he led the country with the same fighting energy with which he led the Rough Riders. Or as a member of the White House staff said, we woke up every morning wondering what new adventure we were off on when Roosevelt was president. Not since Andy Jackson had any man so captured the imagination of the people, and not since Lincoln had any man so captured their hearts. Teddy Roosevelt, the beloved Rough Rider, left a bold mark on American history and on the history of the world.